the signals we're getting from producers are that they are not planning expanding production.
That's USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham, who says, in fact, we could see declines in production as the months and the year goes on. He's gleaning this information from the latest quarterly USDA Hogs and Pigs report. The report shows a pretty big drop in farrowings during this past March through May quarter. And Shagham says producers have told USDA they intend to cut farrowings even more in this current summer quarter and again in the fall quarter.
Producers indicated intentions to farrow about 2.9 million head of hogs during June, August, which would be about 4% below a year ago. Their intentions for the September-November period would be to farrow about just under 3 million head of hogs, which would be about 4.5% below a year ago.
Shagham adds that an increase in pigs per litter would probably not be enough to offset those kinds of cuts and farrowings. He adds that from an economic standpoint, there's really not much incentive for producers to boost production. In fact, quite the opposite.
If we were to look at the estimated returns for average size farrow finish operators in Iowa, for example, returns have been negative for the most part for the year so far. And I think that is reflected in the fact that we are seeing these low farrowing numbers and we are seeing these low intention numbers.
And of course, low hog price numbers.
Prices for hogs at the national base lean price, which is what we use here at USDA for our benchmark, you know, at the time the survey was taken, hog prices were running about $58, $59 a hundred weight, compared to prices of about $70 for the same period of time in 2022. So again, you know, there is a very bearish tint to what producers were seeing at that time.
Shagham says even with some improvement coming in the last week or so, hog prices are still averaging about $10 a hundredweight below this time last year. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.